discipleship doesn't stop when school breaks for summer vacation. In fact, summer may reveal more about your child's character than the school year does. Because when structure disappears, bad habits can take over. I'm Kelly Newcomb with Brave Parenting, and this is a Brave Briefing, a technology and cultural update for Christian parents. Well, friends, you have made it through another academic year. Summer is now upon us. Chances are you've already wrestled through what type of screen time boundaries you're going to have and how on earth you're going to enforce them. But I want to challenge you parents to think a little bit differently about screens this summer. Rather than focusing solely on the time that you're going to allow them on a screen or what type of content is going to be consumed, I want you to think deeper, more revealing questions such as, what kind of character will be formed in my child this summer? Because summertime will form something. Maybe they're good habits, maybe bad ones. But the reality is, as children get older, summers are less and less neutral. All of that extra free time, staying up late, sleeping all day, the loosened routines, lax responsibilities, less parental accountability, and there's the vacations and camps and time with friends, and yes, of course, those screens. Well, no matter what your summer looks like as Christian parents, we need to remember that discipleship, our work of training and shaping our kids, doesn't take a summer break. Our children are being formed every day. And how are they being formed is the question. Romans 12:2 tells us not to be conformed to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Well, what pattern of our modern world is easiest to conform to? I'm going to argue that the strongest pattern of the world today is the constant consumption of media, whether that is music, shows, social media, news, YouTube, video games, or even just constant connection with friends and peers. With discipling our kids over summer should still look like training them in wisdom, teaching them to love what is good, true, and beautiful, but it's also helping them to resist the flesh, not feeding the flesh with entertainment all summer long. So let's think of a few character virtues that can be developed or degraded over summer break. First, we know that summer can develop or degrade patience. One of the best gifts that you can give your child is the gift of boredom. I know you've heard it before, but boredom is not an emergency that a child of any age needs to be rescued from. Boredom is where creativity, imagination, contemplation, and prayer can grow. If every quiet moment is filled with YouTube, well, kids don't need to think. If the 30 minutes between activities and errands is filled with scrolling or some type of gaming, kids won't ever be creative or contemplative. They'll just keep consuming. And even more, we know that patience is more than boredom. It's also learning to wait well, something that we as God's people are called to do every single day on this side of eternity. So this summer, aim to give your children time to be bored. And parents, you too have to handle their boredom well. You can't cave with your own impatience and give them what they want based on their bad response if they're not waiting well. Even if your child has a phone, it doesn't mean that they need it on them all day long. Be brave. Require them to wait for that privilege at that time of the day. Teach them by your own actions what it looks like to wait well. Because let's be honest, patience is a virtue that is so rare nowadays that kids who have cultivated it practically have a superpower. Okay, now let's consider the virtue of self-control. This is one that is clearly at stake when it comes to our screens. This virtue can be described as both willpower and won't power, right? Self-control is having that strength or power to deny your flesh's desire to whatever is pleasurable, easy, what is comfortable. It's the power to say yes to something that is better, right? It's the power to say no to something that might be maybe good right now, but there is something better in the future. It's waiting for a future good. Well, kids often feel like freedom for them is not having to exert self-control. But you see, spending the summer with unlimited, unmonitored, and unrestricted screen access is not actually practicing freedom. It's cultivating temptation. And when temptation turns into indulgence, which we know that's exactly what happens with these screens, James 1:15 warns us that that temptation gives birth to sin, and then sin gives birth to death. Well, that's not the summer memories any of us want to give our kids. So the best thing parents can do this summer is to ensure, at the minimum, that devices are taken away and locked up at night. Because self-control is hard enough during the light of day, and it's even more so when darkness reigns. So help your kids understand that that's not actually a punishment. Taking the devices up at night is a healthy and godly boundary, because sleep matters. Rest matters. Downtime matters. And holiness, pursuing holiness matters. Self-control begins with wise boundaries and limits. And that's how they learn that, is when you require that. Well, these are just two character virtues that parents can work on cultivating in kids this summer as they navigate screens. I write about these virtues and five others more extensively in my book, Managing Media, Creating Character. And now I am so excited to announce the release of the student edition of Managing Media, Creating Character. Why a student edition? Because at some point before they graduate high school, kids must move from parental controls to self-control. They need to recognize how constant consumption can degrade their character, and they need to learn to apply godly virtues to their use of online media and technology. The Managing Media Creating Character Student Study Guide is an 8-week biblical study that walks kids, whether they're in middle school, high school, even young college students, through 7 character virtues and how media and technology impacts those virtues. Then through engaging reflections, modern media examples, some study of scripture, and self-auditing of their own habits, students are challenged to resist this pull of the attention economy while pursuing those godly virtues. The study can be used in church small groups, as homeschool curriculum, or even as a family study where the parents are reading the original Managing Media, Creating Character book and students are doing the student study guide. Now, the student study guide is available right now. You can find it on Amazon as well as our website, braveparenting.net. I'm so excited for y'all to get it. If you want to use part of this summer to help your children think biblically about online media technology, but even more importantly, about the kind of person they are becoming in this digital age, this 8-week study is a great place to start. All right, friends, that's all I have for you today. If you have any questions, reach out, share this with a friend, go grab your student study guide, and until next time, go and be brave.